Hey, Orthopreneurs, it's Dr. Glenn Krieger here, and let me tell you, the Orthopreneurs 2024 Summit, which is going to be on a Royal Caribbean ship, has taken off. I don't mean literally, but we actually booked an entire ship just for us. We started selling it already, and believe it or not, it's selling out fast. People want to come by themselves. People want to bring their team. People want to bring their families. Remember, there's a kids club there, and there's also an adult-only pool. So you can watch the presentations streaming throughout the whole ship. Imagine sitting in the pool with a drink in your hand, watching someone speak on tips and tricks to help your practice get better while you're sitting knee-deep in a pool with a drink in your hand. Sounds pretty cool, right? Well, you've come to know the kind of meetings we put together, and this one's going to be even more exceptional and even more affordable. Go to opsummit2024.com to sign up now. When you get free time, spend it on you. On you. Again, you got to put your oxygen mask on before you can put on someone else's. Nourish your soul. Make your life amazing. And that way you can be a better parent, better spouse, better friend, better everything.
This is the Orthopreneur Show with Glenn Krieger, talking about the things you never learned in school, like marketing, management, and leadership.
Hello, all my orthodontic friends. I hope to see you at AO. I am so excited to be speaking on stage and to tell you about how you can start using artificial intelligence in the field of orthodontics. What you're listening to is generated by artificial intelligence. Every lyric is being sung by artificial intelligence. The background music is artificial intelligence. You could write a song for your practice, and you would have no copyright issues if you put it on your Instagram account. This is a song that I wrote in literally 2 minutes.
Hello there, everybody, and welcome to another episode of your 5-Minute Friday. I'm Dr. Glenn Krieger. Now, recently I did a podcast where I talked a bit about putting on your oxygen mask first before your kids. And what I was trying to tell you, and I think you got the message, is that you need to start nourishing your soul, okay? You need to start focusing on yourself. But I want to be crystal clear. I also don't want you working 5 days a week, 7 days a week, killing yourself. It is immensely important that you craft the lifestyle that you want. Now, for some people, like Ben Fishbein, who's been on my podcast, he killed himself for 7 years to go a practice that was north of $20 million, right? And in the podcast, he said, I did 30 years in seven, right? And that worked for him. But for every one of him, there's somebody else out there who wants 1 day a week or 2 days a week. They want to spend time with their family. They want to travel the world. You have to figure out what it is you want. Right? Whether you're trying to build an ortho empire or you just want to have a place to go to enjoy the interaction with folks and enjoy being an orthodontist, right? But here's the thing. There's no limits on what it is you want to do. I know people, moms or dads, who work 2 days a week and make over $3.5 million a year in their practice, right? And just enjoy what they do and take off 12 weeks a year. I know one practice, members of my Orthopreneurs RD group, where two brothers split their practice. One works 6 months, the other works 6 months. And in doing so, they take their family on six-month trips when they're not working. Now, whatever your plan is, you can accomplish it. And I remember the day when I met those brothers on my ortho interview, and he said to me that was his plan, and he made it happen. So the old saying, right, if you don't know where you're going, any path will take you there, is so incredibly true. So whatever you are, whether you're a mom and a dad or a dad who just wants to work 2 days a week and be with your kids all the time, or you're somebody who wants to build an ortho empire, or you're somebody in between, write down specifically what you want for your life, right? I'm not going to tell you how to practice. Now, when I was younger, I practiced 5 days a week. It worked for me. I saw my kids. I enjoyed my time, but I traveled the world and I became best friends with my wife. Right? I love my kids. They're amazing. All three of them are my friends. They're grown up now. They're two are college age. One has already graduated. And it's been a fun journey so far. And I wouldn't change a thing. But I made sure my wife was the priority of my life because she was the one who helped take care of the children. And let's be honest, I chose her and asked her to follow me on a journey in life. And I wanted to make sure it was a great journey. So whatever your journey is, write it down. And nobody can tell you it's wrong. If you want to work 2 hours a week, work 2 hours a week. I once joked with a friend about building a practice that had 37 chairs. And we were open one day a month, right? And you saw 12 hours of patients and 37 chairs one day a month and took off the other 30 days of the month, right? Whatever you want, you can come up with. But I beg you two things. Don't shorten your dreams when you come up with your plan. That's not the time to cut your dream short. So when you build your plan, I want you to build your 5-year plan exactly as you want it. Not, well, that doesn't seem possible. However you want it, I want to work 2 days a week in one location, making $5 million a year at a 40% overhead, seeing 25 patients a day, whatever that is. Write down your plan and don't cut your dream short. Then the fun part happens. Work backwards like Stephen Covey, begin with the end in mind and figure out exactly how you can get from where you are now to getting there. That's the fun part. And I would encourage you, take as much time off as you can. Take as much time off as you can. I promise you that extra week, your patients aren't going to remember it a year from now. Your team isn't going to remember a year from now. You're not going to remember the lost production a year from now because you'll make it up in other places. What you will remember is the vacation you took with your spouse or the special time you had with your kids. So take off more time than you think you need. Take off more. You'll be fine. I promise. And plan the practice of your dreams. And please, for all it's worth, when you get free time, spend it on you. On you. Again, you got to put your oxygen mask on before you can put on someone else's. Nourish your soul. Make your life amazing. And that way you can be a better parent, better spouse, better friend, better everything. All right? Much love to each and every one of you. I pray and hope you'll be on the Orthopreneur Summit in September. It is going to be so nourishing for your soul. And yes, the kids club is epic. Bring your kids. Put them in the kids club. Sit at the adult pool and have an adult beverage and get CE in the mornings. All right? Much love to each and every one of you. My dogs are running around like crazy. You probably hear them. They have the zoomies as I'm recording this. So if you hear tons of paws going everywhere, that's them. But I'm not ending this. Have a great day and see you soon.